Well, let's go over to Matthew 28. Gabe was reading this to us this morning, and we're going to start there. Matthew 28, verse 1. Praise God. How many of you have big plans this afternoon? Going to do something fun this afternoon. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going over to my neighbor's house. They're all hollering, we'll all be there. I don't know, we may have to build onto that house. Praise the Lord. Matthew 28:1. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Praise God. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not there, for he is risen." Yeah, as he said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay and go quickly and tell the disciples that he's risen from the dead. And indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord is good. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event that ever took place in the sense realm and the spirit realm. Amen. Christ arose in full stature of his Godhead in the presence of his adversary. He threw off from himself the principalities and powers. He made a show of them in the presence of all hell. Then taking the trophies from the hand of the conquered, he arose from the dead. Glory to God. And you can just hear him say, "I was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell." Praise the Lord. Resurrection Day is the greatest celebration of all. Praise God. Church, if there was no celebration, we might as well all go home. We might as well just all leave today. But we believe that there is and was a resurrection. And like I said, if he didn't raise, if he didn't come out of that grave, why would we even need to be here? But this isn't a fairy tale. This is something that really happened. And this is the foundation of our faith. Jesus, God raising Jesus from the dead is the very foundation of our faith. You say, "Well, I thought it was the cross." Well, honey, Jesus is not on the cross anymore. Jesus rose from the dead. The cross is very important because that's where the payment was made. But the good news is that was taken care of, and now Jesus is alive, so we are alive, those that receive him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was resurrected from the dead sometime between the close of the Sabbath day and early that Sunday morning. The women had to wait for the Sabbath to close so that they could go and check on him. But listen, church, Jesse was talking about it. The power of God exploded in that tomb, and it reconnected Jesus with his body. It flooded his corpse with life. That's what happened that day. And, you know, he rose. There was so much power released that day that the sealed entrance of the tomb and the earth itself just reverberated. I mean, it was like there was a earthquake there, and it shuddered from the explosion. And then the angel rolled away that stone. I'd have liked to have seen that. He probably just went, you know, "No big deal. They're straining." I wonder how many people it took to roll that stone in. And now this angel just pushes it out of the way. But there's just so much. He rolls away the stone and Jesus walks out. greatest day in history. Greatest day. He just walks out alive. But you know, it's real interesting because when that earthquake happened, the King James says, "Behold." I'm like, that's a wrong word there. It should have been wow. Wow. Wow, did you just see what happened? Listen to this amazing thing that happened. Jesus was probably the first person to sing, and I came out of that grave. Huh? Praise the Lord. Power was released at the resurrection. What was that power? It's the power of God. What is the power of God? It's His presence. It's His glory. The Bible says in Romans 6:4 that Jesus was raised by the glory of the Father. The glory of God raised Jesus from the dead. It gives me chills to think about that. The life and the light of the Zoe life of God hit that place. The earthquake, the soldiers shook, and they ran, and the glory of God raised Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. You know, the Apostle Paul made this heartfelt, had this heartfelt desire. He said, to know Him and to know the power of His resurrection. You remember that? That's Philippians 3:10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. To know Him. His heartfelt desire was to know Jesus. Don't you want to know Jesus more? Every day I want to know Jesus more. Jesus is not walking around all miserable right now. Jesus laughs more than anything else. Amen. I want to know more about Him. I want to know Jesus. And I want to know the power of the resurrection. What do we know about the power of the resurrection? What's really important about that power? Let's just talk about that today. First of all, we know that if Jesus lived after death, so can we. This is our hope. This is our promise. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15:20. It says, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. So He was first. From since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. So Adam brought on death and Jesus brought on life. Praise the Lord. Even as all who are in Adam die, so also all who are in Christ will be made alive. Praise the Lord. So, church, get this today. Here's something you need to understand. This is so important. Jesus did not come to make bad men good. He came to make dead men live. That is the truth. And when you start living by grace, in this grace, you're going to be empowered by the resurrection. Then you're able to do the good works that are ordained by God. People still in religion get this backwards. If I can just be good enough, then I might be able to be accepted by the church and God might accept me. That is absolutely backwards. The roof hasn't fallen in on anybody. Remember the old saying, well, if I go over there to the church, that roof might fall in. No. No, it won't. That's just backwards. If you, listen, to think that your works could save you or keep you saved. I said or keep you saved. That's ludicrous. That's absolutely ludicrous. It's not going to happen that way. Jesus paid once and for all. He paid all of the sins of the whole world. Do y'all understand that? Every sin was paid for. Now it's up to us to receive it. The people in the world have to receive Jesus. They have to receive what He did. Did you know that every person's name was written in the book of life? Every person's name is written in the book of life. It's just that some get blotted out if they make the wrong choice. That is the truth. If they decide not to follow Jesus, their name will be blotted out. Now, think about that with little babies. Their name's already in there. When they get to the age of accountability, then we're working on it. But see, everything is already in the book. And Jesus paid for every single sin that you've ever done or ever will do. But you just have to receive that. You have to receive it. Well, I just can't believe that He's, you know, I thought I got saved and then, And then we start counting. Well, if we're going to start counting then you're going to hell. I got that from you. That was good. She's preaching in the prison really good. So, isn't that the truth? It's the blood of Jesus, church. It was the death of Jesus. It was the crucifixion. It was that he's raised from the dead that gives us everything that we need. And the truth is when you start living and appreciating Jesus and loving Jesus, you'll start doing what is right.
True.
You won't be so quick to go the wrong way.
Right.
You'll start doing. So you have to remember the saying, cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get this lined up right. Him first.
Right.
Then you'll do good works. Amen.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't qualify to pay.
Right.
You don't qualify. Jesus did. What you do is at the time of the Lord's Supper, or what we usually call communion, you partake of what he did for you. We did this last week on Palm Sunday. We partook. You agree that his body was beaten for you, so your body doesn't have to be. And if something happens to it, it can be healed because he took those stripes.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Also, you're agreeing when you take that blood that Jesus poured out his blood for you and washed away, as they used to say in the old days, he washed away your sins.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. His blood was poured out for you. So, your blood poured out doesn't do anything, but you lose blood. But his blood poured out caused the veil to rent in the temple. Yeah, the Holy Ghost was let out. And then 50 days later, the baptism of the Holy Spirit on the people of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. To know the resurrection is to understand the influence that it has, bringing hope to your immortality, our eternal life. We can hope. We know we're going to live. To know the resurrection is to see the influence that it has on taking the fear out of death. We don't fear death. I have no fear of leaving here. It's like taking a coat off and leaving. Feels a whole lot better. You just wait. If you do go before, you know, the rapture, which I highly doubt it. Y'all look like little Easter eggs today. Everybody's so colorful in here. If you were to go by the grave, I'm telling you, it won't hurt.
That's right.
No.
It won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just look back at your body and go, whew, that's good. Out of there. And one day, that same resurrection power will put your body on. Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you go on the rapture, you're taking it with you. But if you were to go by the grave, then God would, what? Well, what are we going to do with the people that were cremated? Oh, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honey, Jesus can handle that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to think a little deeper than that. Praise the Lord. To know the resurrection is to have hope that we're going to see our loved ones. I'm really excited to see my daddy. I want to see my daddy and my doggies too. And mom and them and everybody else too. I mean, I have a big family. I'm excited. My mother's family, they're all there now.
Yeah.
All of her brothers and sisters, my dad's. I'm excited to see Aunt Dorothy and Aunt Barbara and Uncle Calvin and all my family. I'm excited to see them. I want to see them. I want to see Deb's dad was like my dad. I want to see Sam. I want to see these people. I want to see the Apostle Paul. I really want to see Pastor John.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see these people. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God, I just want to see how Elvis is doing. Because on that day, he knew who was really king.
That's right.
Elvis was a Christian. Big time Christian. Yeah, but his life. Elvis is in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. Secondly, let's move along now. To know the power of the resurrection is to understand the proper influence it has on our minds. That influence will raise your mind above the world system, above what's going on just around you. The knowing of the power of the resurrection will bring truth over fact.
Come on, that's good.
When you understand resurrection power, you can live in truth over fact. And that's when faith kicks in. That's when your faith kicks in, is when you understand that there's something bigger than your situation. There's something bigger than your circumstances. There's something bigger than your pain, and it's truth. Jesus is the truth. Amen? So to have any influence in this world, we have to live above, and not in some religious way, church. We don't need to play church. We need to be the church. In a powerful way. We're not looking for religion. We're looking to walk in power, in the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
So, and we're not looking to show how good we can be. We're looking to show how good He is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And when our focus is like that, we're going to produce fruit. You know, Romans tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, right? So what's more powerful, what's a more powerful transformation than resurrection power? What's more powerful than that? Nothing. Nothing is more powerful than the resurrection. Amen. So our most powerful thought as we live in the world today should be like this. It should be just like this. Death has been swallowed up by victory. Death has been swallowed up by victory. Remember when Moses went into see Pharaoh, and he had his rod, and the magicians had their snakes, but when Moses put his snake down, it ate all their snakes. That's because Moses was the biggest one in the room, because God was the biggest one in the room. When Daniel was in the lion's den, the lions didn't eat him because Daniel was the biggest lion in the room. You understand that? There's something bigger. And in this world, whatever's happening to you, whatever it is, you have something bigger. You have someone bigger on the inside of you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that death has been swallowed up by victory. So, you know, when you meditate on the Word of God and you see all these things in here and you start believing all these things in here, then you'll start talking all these things in here, and then all these things in here will come to pass. That's exactly how it works. And victory will be a huge part of your life, as well as Victory Church. Amen. So, the idea behind this is those things come to pass as surely as he came out of the grave. Did he come out of the grave? Because, let's go back to some Baptist days here. Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day. You remember that song? But then up from the grave he arose. So when you're sitting there waiting, you're waiting for that to happen, resurrection's coming.
Amen.
Resurrection's coming. Now, in your faith, you're going to talk now. Because you're going to be in the I am. But don't take your eyes off the fact that the manifestation here will take place, because resurrection took place. And then thirdly and lastly, if you're going to know the resurrection, then you're going to need to know Jesus. And I'll tell you who Jesus is, because when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And I'll just read it to you, John 11:23. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Just a very tender moment for me, because both of my parents left the earth at this scripture. And my father, we didn't know about healing. We were just raised where they said if it be thy will. And my father died when I was only 31 years old. And he couldn't leave, but he had to leave. He was totally gone. And he was laying in the hospital bed just working with his hands, which he did. And he just laying there in a coma, but his hands were going. And I asked his pastor, I said, Daddy needs to leave. What can we do here? And he said, well, read him this scripture. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We ran to the car, me and Sissy. Y'all know Sissy. She's moved away now, but got the Bible, came in there, and I stood over him. I read it. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And when I said live, Dad left. He lifted up. He took his last breath, and you could feel him leave the room.
Yes.
You could feel it. And so 1 year later, actually in April, on Easter, right after we got out of our service, I went to see my mom, and she had all kinds of heart conditions and stuff, and had this kind of a pacemaker thing and all kinds of stuff keeping her going. And I said to her, I just had a slip of the tongue, I thought, but I said, before you leave, I want to read this to you. And I went, no, Mom, I mean, before I leave, I'm going to go and have some Easter lunch or something, you know. And I said, but I had said before you leave. And I read her that scripture. And when I got home, they called me on the phone and said she was gone. Takes all the fear out. Takes all the fear out. You can just let go. And you can just let go and live. You don't have to let go and die. You can let go and live.
Yeah.
Just takes all the fear out. So this means a lot to me. I am the resurrection and the life. Have you ever thought why God even calls himself I am? I mean, what is that? He said, I am that I am. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was I am. Jesus said that. So they both go by I am. I'll tell you exactly why. I am anything you need.
Yes.
I am anything you need me to be. Peace, healing, present, shepherd, victory, righteousness, prosperer. Whatever you need, the I am is.
Yes.
I am. And he is in the eternal realm. He is not in the time realm. He's not locked in the time realm. And so when you're in him, you're not locked in the time realm. It's very easy to move in the spirit realm in him. And so he is Elohim. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He created you. He created everything. But he's also Almighty God, or we would say in Hebrew, he's El Shaddai. And El Shaddai means that I reserve the right to change nature for my children. Yeah. He could actually change nature. That's what he did for Abraham. That's what he was telling Abraham. You remember Abraham was struggling. They had, you know, working on this thing. And when God came to him and said, I'm the Almighty God, he was saying, look, I'm El Shaddai. I can change nature. Your wife can have a baby. I can change your body. You see that? I can change your life. You might be 70 years old and feel like you're a little run down. Now, I can change that. She was 99. Amen. And I have to tell you, Abraham, after Sarah died, he kept a going. His faith was good. He has more children.
Yes, he did.
Praise the Lord. I am was working. Praise God. Now, so I am he is the resurrection. He is the cause of the resurrection. And everything depends on his power. It's by the power of the resurrection that you were born again.
Yeah.
Light speed hits your spirit.
Yeah.
Church, stop being so two and three dimensional. There's a realm running parallel with us right now. There are 11 dimensions at least Just the ones that there's more, but just that we can kind of work on. But the spirit realm is running parallel with you right now. The glory of God is here right now. It just will begin to manifest if we'll corporately pull on the glory of God, as we'll sit in the glory of God, as we worship God. But the glory realm is right here. And the glory realm, or the spirit of God realm, is what will move the particles that are in the third dimension. Amanda drove up in her new car day before yesterday. She says, "Are you home?" She comes over in her new car. And, I wasn't surprised. You know why I wasn't surprised? Because Amanda has been confessing, "I have my new car by my birthday. I have my new car by my birthday. I have a new car." Here she drives up in this beautiful Suburban.
Glory to God.
Yeah. Same works with your healing. Same work with your prosperity. Same can work in your relationships. Same can work in your peace, your sleep, whatever it is you need. It's that it's getting in now, faith is. Now I am delivered. Now I'm healed. Now Jesus' blood is paid. Now I'm free. Now I'm saved. Resurrection power caused you to be born again. And if you're here today and you're not born again, all you have to do is say that you believe, if you do, believe in your heart, that what? Class. Jesus Christ is Lord and God raised him from the dead. He didn't, church, he didn't make it hard. He's trying to get people in.
Right.
It's not hard, Margaret. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. It's by that same power. It's how you got healed. It's how you got a miracle in your life. It's how that happened to you. And it's how your body's going to come up out of that grave. It's how people get delivered from drugs. Yeah. It's how people get delivered from alcohol. It's how people get delivered from gossip. It's how people get delivered from lying. It's how people get delivered from depression.
Yeah.
It's how people get delivered from, chemical depression and stuff like that. It's the same power.
Yeah.
It's bigger and better than anything the enemy can pull out.
Yeah.
We can go free of anything because of the resurrection power.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, what about me being poor? Well, what about it? Resurrection power.
Yeah.
Make some money. Well, what about this problem I've had because somebody abused me 50 years ago? Well, first of all, if you've let them still be abusing you for 50 years, you need to make a change because you're letting someone control you. That's long gone and doesn't care about it. Come on. Forgive and move forward. So that was free. The whole power to impart, maintain, and restore life resides in Jesus. And here's the truth. This is what I'm talking about. The same power that conquered the grave lives in you. It's the same power. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. You're not going to run out of miracles anytime soon. He is the resurrection. He's not going to run out. Well, he did this for us, so now we'll be okay for a while. Oh, no, that's not what he wants, honey. He wants you to keep getting better and better and more influential by the power of God in your life. You can touch people's lives. You can help people.
Yes.
You got to do good if you're going to help somebody.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Church, resurrection power changed everything. Do you know what a game changer is?
Yes.
You remember I've talked that before. It's a newly introduced element or factor that changes an existing situation or activity in a significant way. The resurrection changed everything.
Yes.
It's a new factor that came in a little over 2,000 years ago, and it changed everything. It is a game changer. Game on. Because it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, the resurrection, it changed everything. It took those little band of men and changed them into world changers. They conquered. Amen. They preached the gospel to the end of the earth at that time. Amen. It proclaimed that our great enemy, death, was conquered. It proved that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Because of the resurrection, we don't have to live in fear. We're absolutely free. You know, we have a great calling to proclaim to a lost and dying world that death has been defeated and that the King reigns. That is the call on our lives. The resurrection produced a new race of people. The Bible says that we are new creatures in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So that if anyone is in Christ, that one is a new creature. You're a creature. You're a new creature. Old things have passed away. You're not your old self anymore. You're new in Christ. Amen. Jesus is the total answer, church. He's the total answer. He is the resurrection and the life. And according to Ephesians 1, he exerts that same power on us. So I want to ask you this question today as we close. What is your Lazarus? What is your Lazarus? Because Jesus has, is, and has already given you the power to resurrect it. If your Lazarus is a dream, it can be resurrected. If your Lazarus is your body, it can be resurrected. If your Lazarus is your finances, they can be resurrected. If it's your family, they can be resurrected. If it's getting out of some kind of trouble, God can resurrect everything around you. He can do it. I believe resurrection is what happens when a seed comes out of the ground. I'm watching our Kentucky Wonder seeds come out of our ground right now. And that's just like resurrection power coming up out of that sandy loam dirt. Amen. So the resurrection power does everything. It's good for everything. So today, if you have any pain in your body, if you have any hurt, if you need to start over, just call on that resurrection power, church. Just call on that resurrection power. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Jesus, thank you for everything you've done. We just receive it all today, Lord. Receive all that you paid for as you took our punishment. We receive you taking our place for the penalty of death. We receive your resurrection and its power. We thank you for your body and your blood. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son. Thank you, for Jesus, for sending Holy Spirit. And thank you, Jesus, for raising us up with you as you sit on the right hand of the Father. For all that you've done and all that you're going to do, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you and we give you glory today. If you're here today and you need prayer, we're going to ask you to come down right now. I wanted to put the word in you, preach the word in you before we prayed for you. Come help me, Danny. And we will pray for you. Anything that you need today, that you need changing today, we will pray for your body. We will pray for your life. Come on down, anybody who needs prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Ron, you please come on our side. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. We're going to stand with you and believe that the resurrection power of God will finish the work. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else before we pray? Glory to God. This is your time. We're expecting everything to change. Yes. Jesus' name. Yes. Thank you for it, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, resurrection power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Resurrection power. Yep, yep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Time for resurrection power. Amen. She's ready, she said. There it is, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for touching your daughter's life right now. In the name. In the name. Yeah. Glory to God. Good receiver. Thank you, Lord. Can I pray for your neck?
Yes.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, I command your neck to be whole. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for healing of her neck. Thank you for healing of the ears. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. God is good. I just believe you're going to hear the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, just so perfectly this week. You're just going to hear what he's saying to you. You're going to know. I want to say something to you. Can I pastor you for 1 minute?
Yes,
I can have two? Praise the Lord. We're real early. It's 11:15. We're all going to beat the Baptist to the lunch. They won't be out for 30 more minutes. We take 2 more minutes. We got it. Now, y'all understand I'm not making fun of the Baptists. That's where I was raised, okay? I just know when they get out. It's exactly 11:45. Now, the Pentecostal people I hung around with, we were 1:30, 2, you know. Now, will you listen to me for just a minute? I'm going to talk to you about the prophetic, just for a minute. The prophetic is made to pull destiny. When you get a prophetic word, what's happening is God is speaking destiny to you. It's a gift of the Spirit. Prophecy is a gift of the Spirit. On some levels, it's in just encouragement. Some levels, it's God wanting to bring something to pass in your life, but you have to agree with it. Prophets pull destiny, or they deliver destiny. They're not trying to tell you what's... Now hold two thoughts here, okay? On a level, they're not trying to tell you this is going to happen. Okay, stay with me for just a minute. Unless you receive it, it will. But then there are places where it's going to happen, whether you like it or not. Prophets do that. People that operate in prophecy usually don't do that. Prophets work off word of wisdom. People that prophesy just as the gift work in word of knowledge. Now, prophets will work in all of them, but can I pray for your neck? See, the Lord told me to do that, okay? Did you need me to? See? Now, but I want you to understand, if you get a prophetic word and you say, well, no, then you let it go. But if you say, well, I don't really know what that means yet, but I'll just keep it.
Yeah.
And you lead me and interpret that for me, Lord, then you'll have a chance of it coming to pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Spirit of God is not just trying to make you do something. He's not like that. He will say, it is now time for promotion. And either Mac would say, well, I received that. And he just did. Because we don't waste words. Right? Are y'all still watching out there? Good. Okay. So you receive a word and then you war a good warfare with the prophecy spoken over you. So it's not someone trying to read your palm or your future. This is about destiny being placed out. And if you get a word from someone and you don't see anything in it or you don't like it, let it go.
Yes.
It's not going to hurt you if you don't take it. And I'm going to tell you one more thing. In this house, you will not get a prophetic word that exposes you and embarrasses you publicly. This is something that a lot of people don't understand. But the Lord taught me a long time ago that even if I see something, I'm to interpret that into the right language so that that person, God can tell that person something secretly and not tell everybody, well, you were abused by la, 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 la. No, 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 no. Every once in a while that may happen with some people, but it's very, very rare. You're supposed to interpret words. And if you hear in your spirit that a tornado is coming, you're supposed to pray for it, not for it to be defeated, inflated, gone. Not go around professing that it's coming. Well, they said it's going to hell. It's going to hell. It's going to hell. Well, I command that hell to desist. Get out of here in Jesus' name. There are sometimes things can't change, and that's on a different world level. And then sometimes the Lord will let you know that there's some things that are going to change because the people won't change. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it's the truth. So when you get that word and you go, well, I don't know what that's talking about. Ask the Lord, hold it. Instead of, no, I don't know. I have had people say, does that bear witness with you? And I'll go, well, no, but I'll pray about it.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all receive that?
Yes.
I just want to tell you that because the prophetic is even on the increase.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Things are happening. Deeper things are happening, particularly with our ministry. We're a declaring ministry. We go places, we declare things, and they happen. And so I just want you to know it's on the increase. So know what to do with your prophecies. The Clarks just record all of theirs and look at them periodically. And they came to pass too. They're coming to pass. So when I go out and I prophesy places, because that's what you want my pastoring, they want my prophetic. Okay. So when I come back the next year, guess what happened? Guess what happened? What you said happened. What you said. What you said was happening. What you said. Why? Because they're not as familiar with me.
Right.
I live with you.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out that you don't get so familiar that you miss the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Receive that? Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for this great day. Thank you for Resurrection Day. Jesus, thank you that you rose from the dead and all is well. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye.